Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Struggle, Strength, and Success Podcast. I am your host, Prophetess Sharon Thomas, and I just want to thank you once again for tuning in with us, to share on tonight with us, for being with us, and we don't take it lightly that you took out your time to join us on tonight. So on tonight, I have a special guest, and on tonight, we're going to be talking about fibromyalgia. It's Fibromyalgia Awareness Month. And so tonight, I have a special guest. She's from Tarboro, North Carolina. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. She is a woman of God. She's an intercessor. She's a wife, a mother, and a grandmother. And also, y'all, she's an entrepreneur. And the name of her business is Tassels by TC. Listen, let me show you something. Look at this right here. This is beautiful. Listen, I purchased mine, okay? So I went and bought some for her business. Look how beautiful this is. Just glamorous. Look at this. They are beautiful. And so she also have a Facebook page where she, the title of it is Love Them Back to Life Incorporated. Listen, love them back to life. And that's what God requires us to love each other, even love your enemies. So she had prayer and encouragement with the Everetts. Her and her husband are on this page where they pray with you and encourage you. And so tonight I want to introduce to some and present to none other than this prayer warrior, this woman of God. She's a returning guest. Last episode, she spoke on prayer, the power of prayer. But tonight she's going to talk on something that's dear to her, something that she's experiencing. And so tonight I just want to introduce to you all to this woman of God, Matisia Everett. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you as well, woman of God. And first and foremost, I just want to say thank you so much for the invitation. Thank you for using your platform to bring awareness to fibromyalgia. And we're not glorifying it, but we are bringing awareness to it, because myself, other people actually have been diagnosed with this central nervous system disorder.
Yes.
So by being Fibromyalgia Awareness Month, it is a perfect time,
yes,
a perfect time to bring awareness to it. So thank you so much. I really do appreciate you for that.
God bless you, woman of God. And thank you for coming to share with us and to help encourage others and to inspire others, to let them see how you handle it. And I know one of your key factors is prayer. Amen.
Yes,
and just trusting the word of God. And so as I looked up the fibromyalgia, it's a medical condition defined by the presence of chronic pain and fatigue. And sometimes you may wait, it said waking up unrefreshed and symptoms in your lower abdomen, pain and cramps and depression. And it also said more than 3 million cases per year. And it said 90% are women and 10% are men. And as this woman of God said, it's a central nervous system disorder. Now, woman of God, if you want to give us some more information about yourself and just tell us who you are.
You did such a wonderful introduction. Again, I am Matisia Wooten Everett, and yes, I am from Woot Woot T-Town, Tarboro, North Carolina. the home of the mighty Vikings, right? Yes, I am. I'm a minister of the gospel. I'm not even going to go through all of that. But the most important thing is that I am a daughter. Before anything else, I am a daughter of the Lord, of God. My Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And even walking through this with fibromyalgia, I know that God has kept me and he is keeping me. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of other people can say that that is their testimony with or without fibromyalgia, that God is keeping me and he has kept me. So that's my testimony. Before I go into the all of the things, because there were a few things that we did mention that you mentioned concerning fibromyalgia, but it is a lot more. And, you know, I've learned over, I was diagnosed with it in 2012. Mm-hmm. I was having symptoms before then. I actually have a sister, Kendra, Minister Kendra Walston. She mm-hmm. has it as well. But thanks okay. be to God, we have, look, she's healed and she's whole and she's living the life that God has called her to live, right? And she's doing the thing. She's an auto body repair. She does natural hair. Look, she's doing it, okay? She's yes. working and taking care of her family. But I see how the Lord brought her out of a wheelchair, me as well. Mm-hmm. But mine was not from fibromyalgia.
Okay.
And now she's doing, you know, life. So I'm grateful for that. But again, in 2012, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. And I knew some of what it was because, as I previously stated, I have a sister that was diagnosed with it several years before that. And according to Healthline, I'm going to read this.
Okay.
Healthline Online. Now, when I went, they do, in order to diagnose you with fibromyalgia, they rule out lupus and a mm-hmm. lot of other things. They okay. check your tender points. We have tender points all over our body. Now, okay. for a person that does not have fibromyalgia, mm-hmm. the doctor just simply touching you on one of your tender points, you wouldn't even have any pain. Okay. It wouldn't even bother you in the least. But for someone with fibromyalgia, it is very painful. It is something else that goes along with fibromyalgia. I'll talk about a few things. One is called paresthesia. You feel the numbness, the tingling, and the burning that comes along with that too. Feels like bugs are crawling on your skin or pins and needles are sticking in you at various times. Anhedonia comes along, that goes along with fibromyalgia too. Some people have digestive issues. Mm-hmm. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, goes along with that too. Some people may have issues, you know, bladder issues that comes along with it, and sleep disturbances. Insomnia comes along with that. Some people have migraine headaches. Now, I thank the Lord that, yes. you know, some of these things that I do not have, I give God all the glory for that. I thank God for his grace and his mercy. And even though I believe the report of the Lord that with Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I'm yes. whole. You know, it's already done in the realm of the spirit, but we're walking down here in this earth realm. And we know that when we walk in the earth realm, sometimes we have things that affect our natural body. So one thing that affects mine until my healing manifests on this side in the earth concerning fibromyalgia, one thing that affects me is the fibromyalgia. The insomnia sometimes, yes, I can relate to that. The pain, widespread pain all over your body at any given time. You can have a flare, what they call it, flares. And when a person with fibromyalgia has a flare, they have several symptoms, three or more symptoms going on at one time, and it's more severe than what it normally is. So let's just say today, your pain level may be at a 3. Oh, I'm good. You know, I can manage that. I can do what I need to do. Mm-hmm. But then maybe tonight, your pain level may be at a 7 or a 10. That's a whole different, right. You know, it could come on you just like that. So I've heard people say, and until honestly this year, I always paid attention to my body. But honestly, this year, I've learned to stop overdoing things. Because yes. on days that you feel well, that you don't have pain, that you don't have the chronic fatigue that causes you to lay in the bed or lay on your chair all day and you still feel exhausted. When you get up and take a shower and it may wipe you out for about 4 or 5 hours and you can't even do anything else until then, until it feels like I always say I can feel it coming on. Mm-hmm. Like my energy level starts to decrease. I can feel it. And I'm like, Lord, yes. you know, I just start praying and stuff. And one thing that does help me, of course, I declare the word of the Lord, but I listen to worship music. And that okay. really helps me on the days that I'm flaring or that I'm going through it. And I sing. So I sing a lot. I'll sing to the Lord. I love to sing. So this is what helps me to get through this, you know, and many other people can say, well, that helps them too. But I'm just saying tonight that this is what helps me.
Yes. So I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry. I want to ask you a question. So mm-hmm. Before you were diagnosed with this, what kind mm-hmm. of symptoms were you having that caused you to go to the doctor and see what was wrong? Because you knew something was wrong. So what kind of symptoms were you having before you were diagnosed?
Well, I started having pain, just consistent pain. And this had been going on maybe 2 to 3 years. And I was already, the Lord healed me from being in a wheelchair. The doctor mm-hmm. said I would never walk again. So I was healed and delivering, you know, from that. And then I started having I was having fasciculations from that because a nerve was damaged in my leg. So the fasciculations mm-hmm. got worse. It would feel like that pins and needles were literally sticking in me. My nerves started crawling. I noticed mm-hmm. I started getting tired. And when I say tired, I'm not talking about I'm sleepy, I'm getting ready to go down and I'm going to go take a nap. Right. I'm talking about exhausted. Mm-hmm. It's a different kind of tired. And you're so tired that your body cannot fully relax so that you can actually go to sleep. And so that started happening to me. And also I started getting, it's called brain fog.
Mm-hmm.
That comes along with it too. I started feeling like I was in a cloud. Like I could be talking about something, and I know that comes with age too, but mind you, I have been diagnosed with this since 2012. So I started, that's 11 years. Yeah, 11 years. And so it would be like, I could be talking to you about something in mid-sentence, I would lose it. And can't even remember what I was getting ready to say. I would be singing sometimes, and I would play it off so well that people would not know it. I'll be leading praise and worship. Mm. And my hand, I would be literally almost about to drop the microphone because the muscles in my hand would start contracting and being in pain. And so I would just switch it to the other hand, you know, so nobody would know what was going on, but me and God knew what was going on.
Right.
And so those are the things that I was having. I was like, something is going on with me that's different from what, you know, I've normally been experiencing. And so I talked to my sister about it. And she said, that sounds like fibromyalgia symptoms. Mm-hmm. So that's when I decided, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go see a doctor. And so I had to go see the rheumatologist. And that's how that began. So I see a rheumatologist regularly. Chiropractor as well, but that's what led me to the diagnosis.
So when you went to your doctor, you had a primary care doctor and they referred you to the rheumatologist?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you can't just go, you couldn't just go and, you know, and see that because he's a specialist. So I talked to them about it and they did refer me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So my husband asked the question.
Yeah.
He said, is this transmitted or inherited from past generations, a past family member, or passed down from generation to generation?
It's not transmitted. I can tell you that.
Yes.
It is certain things that they still actually don't know about fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. But I will say, because I do believe that some things are passed down mm-hmm. and maybe they did not, because they did not know, they didn't have a name for that then.
Right.
So maybe that could be something that was actually, because like I stated, I have a sister with it. So it mm-hmm. could be something that was actually passed down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, he asked a question. Once you've been diagnosed, is this something that you are forced to live with, or is there medication taken to control the symptoms? Or manage it? Okay, can it be managed through medication?
Well, it's helpful. They give you pain medications to help manage the pain. Of course, they'll give you different medications, but there's no cure for it as of yet. You know, according to the doctor, there's no cure for it. But they do give you pain medicines, muscle relaxer sometimes, because you will have spasms. Some people do. Mm-hmm. I do with that, have muscle spasms.
Okay.
And then they do have other medications too that actually help, you know, with that, the nerve, like the nervous feeling part of it, as far as, well, what affects your nerves, mm-hmm. the nerve crawling, the pins and needles and all that. They do have medications to help you manage it. They do. They do.
Okay. And so you were diagnosed 11 years ago, 11 years. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I know you said one of your, you pray and you believe the word of the Lord, and you also take medication.
Mm-hmm. I do. And also, I have learned to take time for me and practice self-care in mm-hmm. a way that I did not do before.
Right.
And I think that is very important to know your triggers when it comes to fibromyalgia, because you can, like I stated earlier about flares. So certain things can trigger your flares. So once you know what triggers those flares, I try to actually not, and I have been guilty of this for years, honestly, until, mm-hmm. like I stated, I try to do better. This year, I've started doing a lot better concerning it. On days that I feel wonderful, I'll just do. Oh, I'm going to get everything done that I haven't been getting done maybe this week, you know, or maybe the past right. couple of weeks, because I wasn't able to do it. And then that sometimes will cause you to have a setback. So here you go again, mm-hmm. because you over. So I practice self-care on a whole nother level. And then I do have safe people that I can talk to. Mm-hmm. And we pray together, and we encourage each other. My husband, of course, my family, mm-hmm. but I have dear friends that I can actually talk to concerning that.
Okay. And so you have people that you can talk to, and they can help you through this. Mm-hmm. And you take time, have self-care. Self-care. But you said self-care is very important.
It is.
And, you know, as you were saying, it's also, you know, it's important that we have a doctor. Everybody need a family doctor, like a family mm-hmm. care doctor, a primary care doctor, so that we can go and get checked. And, you know, I know a lot of people say, oh, I thought you had faith that you believe you can be healed. Well, we need to know it's okay to be diagnosed, because we know what to pray for.
We know what to call out in prayer. Yes. Yes.
So we know what to pray for. So we go to the doctor, and the doctor may say a certain thing, but we know what to call out now.
Yes.
And also you said something about triggers. And so what are some of your triggers, and can you explain to the listeners what you mean by a trigger?
What I mean by a trigger is something that's going to set me back, as far mm-hmm. as I remember my mom used to tell us growing up, and I would hear my grandmother, you know, and some seasoned people say that stress will kill you, or it'll take you out of here. So mm-hmm. I try to stay as stress-free as possible, even though we're going to have stress, but I'm talking about, I try to just not to stress myself out and learn how to release things, mm-hmm. because that is a trigger. Stress, yes. of course, with whatever you may have, it actually, if you are stressed out, it will increase the symptoms of whatever it is that you may be dealing with. Another trigger, again, as I stated previously, overdoing it, like okay. really overexerting myself like that. Mm-hmm. I do stuff, but I try not to like over exert myself, because I was real bad about that one time, and it was not helpful at all. So those mm-hmm. for me are and then certain foods may be triggers too for some people.
Okay.
Yeah, certain foods. Let me see what else. Here's another thing that is a trigger, which you really pretty much can't mm-hmm. do anything about it, but you just deal with it the best you can when the okay. weather changes.
Okay.
That can throw you into a flare when the barometric pressure, you know, okay. outside, when it changes, that can throw you into a flare also. But I just try to honestly cope with that and deal with it the best that I can.
And you said something the other day. You said, I have my days, but my days don't have me.
Amen. That's it. They don't. Yes. Even when I feel, when I have those days that I just am in so much pain that I have to lay down the majority of the day. Mm-hmm. And my mind is like, girl, you know, you got to get those orders out. You better make those earrings. And my body is like, you're going to rest today. Like, right. You know, and I sit there and I'll be like, okay, sometimes I wrestle with it. And I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to listen to my body today. So mm-hmm. I get myself in a place. And then sometimes I will actually look at something that I really like to watch, because I like to watch old black and white movies. So mm-hmm. We know that, you know, we love the Lord, but it's things on earth that we like to do too. I mean, we're being real right. about it. So I like old black and white movies, you know, that helps relax me too. So right. because it's not a whole lot of mess on those, but I just love right. them. And that helps me. So a lot of times like that, I find myself, you know, I'll watch an old movie, or either I'll watch some good preaching, I'm listening to some worship music, mm-hmm. you know, all of that stuff until it subsides. And I'm at yeah. a place where I can say, okay, I'm going to get up now and I'm going to go do what I need to do today. So I'm not going to let this, I know that I'm experiencing this today, but this day is not going to take me out of here. This day, what I'm experiencing, it yes. does not have the best of me. That's because right. I believe God, and I can yes. do all things through Christ who is my strength. As a matter of fact, Lord, you already said that with Jesus Christ, I'm healed. So I yes. may be experiencing the symptoms here, yes. but I am still healed, Lord, and I trust you.
Yes.
So that's what I mean about, I may have my days, and sometimes it's a lot of them, but mm-hmm. they don't have me.
Yes, I know that's right. And also you said healing and wholeness is your portion.
It's my portion.
Healing and wholeness is your portion.
It belongs to me because I'm a child of God. It belongs to me. Because where I'm seated at as believers yes. of Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord says that we are seated in heavenly places yes. with Christ Jesus. So as a believer of Jesus mm-hmm. Christ, Jesus is seated on the right hand of the throne of God, right? And yes. I'm seated in heavenly places and heavenly realms with him. So in those heavenly realms, no sickness dwells there. Right. We are here. We know that we are spirit, what? Soul. We are spirit and we are soul, but we are wrapped in flesh. So yes. my spirit man is not sick.
Right.
My flesh might be, but my spirit man, it's the way that I have to look at it. Yes, I'm mm-hmm. walking through this in the earth realm. But I'm going to mm-hmm. see what the Lord has promised me. I'm going to see his goodness in the land of yes. the living. And if you, and you know what? I look at it. There are so many other people that are going through other things.
Yes.
And I've been singing a song. I tell you, the Lord gave me a song a few days ago. I was in so much pain. Yes. And the song, the lyrics were, he brought that to my remembrance. And I was just singing it for about 3 days. Praise mm-hmm. now. It yes. could be worse. It could be.
Yes.
So I thank him. Thank him.
Yes.
Through it all.
Through it all. Mm-hmm. Yes, woman of God. And you are an inspiration, because looking at you, as I told you before, looking at you, you cannot tell that you are experiencing what you're experiencing, and just your faithfulness in the Lord. And I know that you're a woman of integrity, and just your faithfulness in the Lord, and see how you keep persevering and pushing, praying for other people, giving other people encouraging words, and just helping, you know, push people and helping pushing people into their purpose and their destiny. And you're still, you know, praying for yourself. And, you know, that's just a selfless life that you can inspire others and help encourage others and pray for them, even while you're going through yourself. But I'm telling you, to look at you, like people always say, I don't look like what I've been through. So
yes,
to look at
God,
you
hallelujah.
And to see your life,
thank
no
you,
one
Lord.
Can tell, not unless the Lord reveal it through the Spirit. But no mm. one can tell that you are going through what you're going through. And you, like I said, you're great inspiration And
thank you, God.
We know that this, we know that these things don't come from God, because God is a healer. We know that's Jesus is a healer. And so we know that God is a healer. But, you know, I mean, I'm going to say, but however, we do have to go through some things down here. But God said he will heal and deliver us. And just seeing you going, you praising and worshiping and being an intercessor and just encouraging other people through your pain. Like some people say, my pain have purpose. And so just to see, to see you going through and that beautiful smile that you have. And I know all the time you don't feel like smiling, but you still smile to encourage other people and to help lift their spirit, to help bring them out and bring them through. Like you said, you love them back to life. Yes. And so it takes the Spirit of God to be able to do that. So we thank you for just bringing awareness. Now, some other things that you told me about the headaches and the brain fog and the leg, have leg pain and ache all over your body. And then you already said about the pins. So to those that are suffering through this, this woman of God, before we close out, I'm going to let her pray the prayer over you, and we're going to pray. Well, she's going to pray, and I'm going to let her pray, because looking at this woman of God, you see that she have the strength of the Lord, because God give us strength, and he said his grace is sufficient. So he give us strength to endure. He have empowered us and gave us strength to endure. And he already said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So whatever we're experiencing, he is with us, and he have given us strength to overcome every obstacle. We are victorious through Christ Jesus. We triumph in Christ. We are not defeated.
Thank you, God.
And even though we feel, as I was saying the other day, we might feel the effects of the weapon, but it's not prospering. We feel the effects. Yes. And then, you know, even the scripture said, when the enemy come in like a flood, he will lift up a standard against him. So that means he is coming in like a flood, because the word said when he come in. So that don't mean he's not going to come, but it said when he come, then the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So this woman of God, she's going to pray the prayer of faith over us. This is a woman of God, a woman of integrity. She loved the Lord. She's a worshiper. She's a praiser. She's holy. She's righteous. She's upright before the Lord. And you know, you could fool some people some of the time, but you can't fool them all the time. And you sure can't fool God. But you know, the people of God, you know, people are, you still have people that's set aside and set apart, that's living a life for God and just not talking about God. We got a lot of talkers, but this woman of God, she loved the Lord with her heart dearly. And so this woman of God, she's going to pray over us. And my husband said there is a very informative guest on tonight that gave some great information to us to bring awareness to this fibromyalgia. So woman of God, thank you so much. And I want you to pray. But before she pray, I want her to give her information on how you can get some of these tassels. Look how beautiful they are. You can get some of these tassels. Yeah. I have black and I have a jean pair. Look at that. And so she's going to give you her information, how you can contact her, even if you want her to speak on your platform, how you can reach her, and how you can get a pair of her tassels, and how, well, you can get more than one pair, and how you can contact her with her Facebook page, where she give a word of encouragement and prayer, Love Them Back to Life Incorporated. So, woman of God, can you give us your information? Also give your Cash App if someone wants to send you a donation and bless you. Could you give that information for us, please?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. My Facebook page, I'm on Facebook under Love Them Back to Life, Inc. And also I am on Facebook under Tassels by TC, T-I-S-S-I-E, and on Instagram as well. Then I have an Etsy store, and that is www.etsy.com, and that's shop, S-H-O-P, Tassels by TC, T-I-S-S-I-E. Also, my Cash App is $ Maticia, M as in Mary, A-T-I-S-S-I-A, with the capital E on the end. And it'll show up as Maticia Wooten Everett.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Also, yes. I did want to say something that I forgot, if okay. It's okay earlier.
It's okay.
You exercise is great too. It helps exercise. Also, people go to massage therapy.
Okay.
And yeah, they do that too. And then some people use stress reduction techniques. And then also I take vitamins. I take different vitamins also that helps me. I will say that I try to try, honestly, some of the medications that the doctor tried to give you. I mean, if you have any questions, you can inbox me. Anybody has any questions, inbox me on Facebook or either Instagram on my TC Wooten Everett on both platforms. You can reach me that way. Or you can email me at Everett Maticia, E-V-E-R-E-T-T-E, Maticia, M-A-T-I-S-S-I-A at gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that I can. I think we covered a lot today. If I miss anything and you have any other questions, again, I'll be more than happy to, you know, assist you with that. I'll be more than happy to pray with you too now, because even in the midst of all this, the main thing is I believe God, and that's it. You know, no matter what it looks like, I still believe God. But yeah, and a balanced diet. Some foods I know that I do, you know, eat. I try to stay away from those now because I found that certain foods make me feel bad.
Okay.
So certain foods, you gotta know what works for you and try to adjust your diet accordingly and eat more healthy. I don't eat pork anymore. You know, I had to leave that. I think I had a little piece of sausage the other day. I hadn't had like months because I tried to leave it alone because it made me feel bad.
Okay.
And then it's other stuff that I try to stay away from, certain sweets that makes you feel that, for me it did. So it's just sodas like that. I do, if I'm going to have a soda every now and then, I do a ginger ale or a Sprite, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because certain stuff, I try to drink like more 100% juices and a lot of water.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. Thank you, woman of God.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And so this woman of God, she's going to give us the prayer. She's going to pray for us. And then we're going to close out. We're going to end this episode of Struggle, Strength, and Success. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you too. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just honor you and we praise you. We give you glory. We give you reverence and we give you praise. We thank you for being God. And Lord God, you are God above all gods. You are King of kings and you are Lord of lords. Besides you, God, there is no other. Now, even now, we ask that you forgive us for every sin of omission and commission that we committed against you on the day of thought and deed. We ask that you purify our hearts, God, and cleanse our hands. Hallelujah, God. Create in us a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit in us, oh God. Father God, even we come tonight, Lord, first giving you honor because, Lord, we dare not go before you without giving you honor, praise, and worship, God. Lord, we are who we are because of you, and we are nothing without you. You are, hallelujah, I am that I am. You are the great I am, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, because you are our provider. You are our healer. You are marvelous, God. You are wonderful.
Yes,
and Lord, we stand on the truth of your word tonight, God. And we love on you, Daddy. We just say yes to you, God. Lord, God, decrease us that Holy Spirit will have the right of way. Now, Father God, we pray tonight, everyone who is watching, excuse me, this live, and those that will watch the replay, God, that may be struggling with fibromyalgia, that may be struggling with any sickness, Hallelujah. Infirmity or disease, God. Yes. Lord God, we pray tonight, God, that you will move by your spirit, oh God. That, Lord God, we know that you are healer. And not only that, God, but you don't just heal us. You make us whole. You make all things new. And we thank you tonight,
yes,
oh God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That according to your word, Isaiah 53:5-8, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, that he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. But yes, with Lord. His stripes, we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Lord, we thank you tonight and we honor you, God. We thank you for standing true to your word. And we declare and we decree now your word that we are healed in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. And we thank you that
thank
we shall
you,
see your promises manifested in the earth realm in the name of Jesus. Now, even now, God, if it's any unforgiveness in our hearts, if it's anything that we are holding on to that is not of you, we ask that you will forgive us, Lord. And Lord, we release it to you now. In the name of Jesus, we relinquish, God, it to you now. And Father God, right now, God, we repent, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
of all things
thank
that
you,
all ungodliness, God. Lord God, any open doorways or open access to the enemy in our lives, God, we ask for forgiveness, Lord. We ask
yes,
that you
Lord.
Shut
thank
them
you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you tonight.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Healing and wholeness is our portion, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we shall see your promises. We shall see your goodness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We shall see it manifested in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that even, Lord God, because we are still here and we are still alive, we still have purpose. In the midst
yes,
of it, God,
God,
we still have purpose, God. Now we bind up fibromyalgia and the symptoms of it, Lord. And Lord God, we release healing now in Jesus' name. For you said, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loosen on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Yes,
so Lord,
Lord,
we loosen healing and we loosen wholeness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we
thank
shall
you, Jesus.
Live out our days, Lord God, and walk in, Lord God, our purpose, walk in our
yes,
destiny,
Lord.
And walk in our kingdom assignments, Lord. Hallelujah. We shall not be delayed, God. We shall
yes.
not be hindered, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
but
of
Lord
Jesus.
God, we thank you, Lord, that even though we believe that we are healed, God, we thank you, Lord, if it does not manifest on this side, which we believe it will, we know that you are more than able, God. And we thank
yes,
you
God.
Tonight. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. Lord,
hallelujah.
We honor you, God, and we
yes.
praise your name. Robro shiandi o shunde de robo koshia. Brando robo koshi bamando robasho.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. And even for those, hallelujah, that may be depressed or having anxiety, Lord
yes.
God, we pray for healing right now. Lord
in the
God,
name
we come
of
against
Jesus.
The root, Lord. We come against fear, but the spirit of fear, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So even now, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for power. We thank
yes,
you for
God.
Love. We thank you for a sound mind in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you and we honor you, Lord.
Thank you.
And Lord,
Jesus.
Those that are wrestling tonight, oh my God, we pray that you will touch them, Lord. We pray that
yes.
they will have sweet rest on tonight and sweet sleep. We thank you, Lord, that even as they sleep, God, that they shall dream
yes.
the dreams of the Lord.
Yes.
Oh my Lord. God. Even for those that have been having night terrors, Roba Shando Robo Koshia.
Yes.
And
Lord.
Nightmares, God. We pray right now for your peace, even as they sleep. In Jesus'
yes,
matchless
Lord.
Name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
God.
Glory to God. Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
You,
God. My husband said, thank you, Lord, for your divine intervention and
yes.
healing to all
yes,
those
yes,
who
God.
Need a special touch from you,
yes.
from your omnipotent hand. Thank you
yes,
for releasing
God.
Healing to all those that need a special touch in Jesus'
yes.
mighty name.
In
we
Jesus
touch
name.
Ourselves in full agreement right now.
Yes,
Lord,
yes, yes,
let
yes,
the
Lord.
Healing virtue flow through out the airways right now. Lord, do
yes,
it in
Lord.
Jesus Christ's name.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Woman of God, for sharing with us. Thank you for that awesome prayer, the
Lord,
anointed
Lord,
prayer.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Amen. The prayer of faith. Amen. God
Lord,
bless
you.
And thank you all for tuning
Lord,
in
Lord,
to the Struggle, Strength, and Success podcast with our special guest on tonight, Matisia Wooten Everett. Amen. A woman of God, a woman of faith, a woman of integrity. God bless you. And thank you once again for tuning in to another episode of the Struggle, Strength, and Success podcast. God bless you and have a great day in the kingdom of God.
Bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.